The sun rose over Geneva with a muted brilliance as the city grieved the loss of a man whose influence had shaped lives and legacies for decades. Baron Armand de St. Clair, patriarch of the St. Clair family and steward of Banque Suisse de St. Clair, had passed peacefully in his sleep at the age of 94. His death, though not unexpected, cast a long shadow over a legacy that had endured for centuries. To Hannah Sinclair, his beloved granddaughter, the loss was more than personal. It was the end of an era, a final chapter in a story that had defined her life. Banque Suisse de St. Clair, founded by the family in the early 18th century, was more than a financial institution. For over 300 years, it had been a cornerstone of Swiss banking, renowned for its stability, discretion, and impeccable reputation. Armand, who had overseen the bank's operations for over half a century, had been its modern-day face, a man respected in boardrooms and capitals alike. Now, with his passing, the responsibility of preserving that legacy fell entirely to Hannah, his sole heir. The estate, an opulent manor nestled on the city's outskirts on the shore of Lake Geneva, buzzed with activity as preparations for Armand's funeral and the inevitable transfer of his holdings to Hannah were underway. Hannah sat in the study, surrounded by legal documents, her laptop open as she responded to a flurry of emails from attorneys, board members, and diplomats offering condolences. She had always known this day would come. Her grandfather had prepared her meticulously for it, but no amount of preparation could dull the ache of losing him. "Mademoiselle Hannah," came the soft voice of Frederic, the Baron's longtime aide, from the doorway. "The florists are here to finalize the arrangements for the memorial service." It would take many days to prepare properly for a funeral of the size that Armand's death would entail. Numerous decisions needed to be made. "Thank you, Frederic," Hannah replied, setting down a stack of papers. Her voice was calm, though inside, she felt like she was holding herself together by sheer will. "Is that something you could attend to?" Frederic nodded and disappeared down the hall. Hannah glanced around the study, the room that had always been her grandfather's sanctuary. It was filled with artifacts from centuries of family history, fine oil portraits of St. Clair ancestors, antique furniture, and shelves lined with aged leather-bound volumes. Above the mantelpiece hung a portrait of Armand in his prime, his piercing blue eyes and confident smile captured with remarkable realism. Hannah felt her chest tighten. She had seen the man behind that portrait age with grace and humor, but the essence of his vitality had never faded. Until now. While organizing Armand's personal papers in the study that afternoon, Hannah noticed a sealed envelope tucked inside a small leather portfolio. Her name was written on the envelope in Armand's elegant handwriting. Inside it was a letter and an ornate brass key. With a trembling hand, she opened the letter and read it in a whisper. "My dearest Hannah," it began, "if you are reading this, I am no longer with you. Do not let my passing weigh you down too heavily. I have lived a life filled with joy and purpose, much of it because of you. But as I leave this world, I entrust you with a legacy far more important than the bank or the estate. Enclosed is a key. It opens a safe hidden in the study wall behind the third shelf of the bookcase. Inside, you will find something that has been in our family's care for centuries. What you learn there may challenge your understanding of who we are and where we come from, but I trust you to use this knowledge wisely." Hannah stared at the letter, her pulse racing. Rising from her seat, she walked to the bookcase and carefully removed the books from the third shelf. Behind them, as Armand had described, was a concealed panel.